Hey, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Today we're going to talk about love, finding love, self-love, a new love app. If you're looking for love, no matter what your age, that's all coming up with my guest, Alana Pratt. We're also going to learn about a new season that I never heard of before. But first, I want to ask you, how is your manifesting coming? If you listen to the show regularly, about 5 weeks ago, we had on a guest who gave us some great advice about manifesting, about directing our attention towards something we wanted in our life and opening up to the magic and the energy that comes with that focus. So, did you abandon your manifestations, or are you reaping the benefits of your manifestations? Do you want to get back to manifesting? I'm going to be very candid and say, when I took on this project with you, when I said, let's manifest something together in the next 40 days, I was thinking about my speaking career, which I kind of had before COVID. And then, you know, it went away or went behind Zoom or shape-shifted in some way. So I started to first just put energy around it and think about the places I want to speak and what I want to speak about and the audiences I want to speak to. One of the things I'm passionate about speaking about is how I hate public speaking. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's really not a comfortable thing for anybody. For most people, public speaking is like not something people love to do. But I know I can teach people how to be more comfortable with it and how to maybe even do it a little better. So I've been noodling around with this idea of manifesting that. And wouldn't you know, a woman wrote to me and said, hey, this event is coming up of the future, and there's a spot open for someone to present a lecture around public speaking. Would you be interested? And if you're interested, you can apply here. So I applied, and I haven't heard back, but I applied. So I thought, all right, I'm on my little manifestation quest. I applied. And then I started writing the presentation. I said, well, whether I do it for this event or another event, I'm going to write this presentation. I started to write the presentation in a file in my computer. And I wrote and wrote and wrote, and it's amazing. You can write and write and write, and then you count the words, or the document counts the words for me. And I realized, all right, I wrote 13 minutes worth of presentation. Anyway, I closed the document after that first run through, and an email popped up. You know, you've got mail. I opened the email, and the email was about public speaking. I get a lot of emails from other people in the business, and this was another person in the business giving her pitch for why you should take her class of public speaking. And I'm like, wow, that's weird, because I was just writing my presentation about public speaking, and now she's sending me this email pitch blindly, also about public speaking at the exact same time. And I was like, okay, Shazam, that was incredible timing. So, you know, as the days go by, I spend a few minutes every day just adding to this presentation because I'm manifesting this desire to speak again. And today I come to work and there's an email from a teacher in Westchester asking me about things I do to prepare for speaking on the radio. And I'm like, Shazam again. This is just what I want to talk about. And I wrote that teacher a far too long email to share with her students. But I just found it so curious and delightful and interesting that when you put your mind to something, even if at that moment there's absolutely no visible evidence that what you're thinking about is going to come to fruition, but there is an energy that swarms around a repeated thought, to the good and to the bad. I used these last many weeks to let the energy build around my thought of public speaking, inspirational speaking, I guess I should really call it. And I've had these little glimmers of coincidences or synchronicities, and I'm so glad I did it. That's all. That's my story. I'm so glad I said to you, hey, let's manifest something. And I hope if you were listening around 40 days ago, you are manifesting something too, or maybe you're just hearing this now and you're going to focus your thoughts somewhere. Let me know how you do. And you know, if I ever get a speaking gig again, you will be the first to know. But right now, we need to bring more love into the world. Alana Pratt is an intimacy expert. She's been featured in People Magazine, Huffington Post, Forbes. Now she's developed an app called HeartMates. become the one to find the one, which keeps the one. So if you could avail yourself to the idea of conscious loving, AlanaPratt.com may be a great place to start. But what drew me in, Alana sent me a pitch about cuffing season. Cuffing season, I'm learning, happens this time of year as things get a little bit colder. People couple up, but it's not forever. It's just till spring. This is news to me. Let's ask the expert. Alana?
No. I never heard about it either, but my very cool assistant, who's young and hip, told about this, and it's referring to a time when single people, when it starts to get cold, start to look for a short-term partnership to pass those colder months, something like a warm body in the bed. But it's a very shallow way of going through the season, not a deep, meaningful, committed way of going through the season.
Now, when people enter into these relationships, are they aware that that's what they're doing?
Well, that's a really great question, because I certainly deal with people who are aware that they have a sabotaging behavior and they want to change it. Other people are just unconscious and they don't really realize that they're doing something from fear, scarcity, lack, using other people. They're just so scared and spinning that they haven't dropped into their heart to really feel what's going on. I think that you'd see that all over when we go on social media or have another glass of wine. We bypass feeling. And so my clients know that they're avoiding their feelings, but maybe people in general just want to keep numb and just stay asleep.
Wow. You know, as you're saying these words, it's ringing distant bells. I think I went through large portions of my dating life absolutely unconscious. Unconscious, waiting to feel the thing that felt right. But you're here to tell us there's an easier way, right?
Yes, and in all transparency, I did the same as you. Two marriages, in fact. So I completely understand. When we're wired backwards, when we're looking for love on the outside, safety on the outside, approval on the outside, that feeling of, and then the relief. That's the sign that you're seeking from the outside in, because the inside is empty.
Right.
When you turn things around and you start to look on the inside out, do you love yourself? Do you feel safe in your skin? Do you approve and appreciate not just of your triumphs, but are you there for yourself when you fall down and fail and you don't criticize yourself? That's what I call an intimate relationship with ourselves. We all want this incredible intimacy and meaningful connection and great sex on the outside. But do we have that internal relationship with our heart, our soul, our body, our truth? Can we hear our own wisdom? And are we brave enough to act accordingly? So people in the cuffing season, in my opinion, are not willing or don't even know that they can turn inward to fill themselves up rather than just using somebody to partner with. And then come Valentine's Day, no, this isn't serious. And then really hurting them, dumping them, making them feel used like a piece of meat or a commodity, not a beautiful soul that ought to be respected. And heaven forbid somebody breaks up with you and they just used you this whole time. It feels awful. So I want to protect people, give them a heads up this season, instead of just going into a relationship and all of the holidays, energy, you know, really slow down. It's okay just to have a fun, shallow relationship. There's nothing wrong with that. But I just don't want people to be disappointed thinking they found the one who then turned around and dumped them in the new year.
You know what I found with a lot of people who date online? Everything is, there's very few stones left unturned when you're dating online. How, you know, do you want to have kids? When do you want to get married? When do you see yourself having kids? I think online dating has given people this license to just to be very honest and free. Like, do you check the boxes or do you not check the boxes? Have you seen that to be true as well?
That's one perspective that I love, that it is an invitation to be more transparent and more vulnerable. But it's also an invitation to lie, ghost, put up fake pictures, use people. So it's like any other part of the dating world. You need to be conscious and aware and learn how to trust your intuition and follow your instincts. In fact, my clients have been so frustrated with dating apps, which I believe are designed to keep people single. because the business model makes money when you fail at love and get back on the app.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Well, it's true, because I, back when the pandemic first hit, I have been developing, and it's launched in its beta form, the world's first partnering app. Because what I want people to understand is that when you become the one, when you do this inner work that we're speaking of, that inner one you've been seeking all along is you, the one you're looking at in the mirror, right? This inner, solid, you know, healthy relationship with self. That's the best way to become the one, to find the one, and build the skills of communication and presence and heart openness to keep the one. So we call it Heartmates. And what you do is there's an online intimacy curriculum. Everybody's willing to go, okay, you know what? The only one in common with all these failed relationships is me, and I'm willing to do the inner work. We also practice every single week. We call them conscious connection calls, and we show up and we learn how to communicate authentically. We learn how to not interrupt or change the subject, but just say, wow, thank you, tell me more. And we learn that when we're listened to profoundly, when someone's actually present, we discover more about ourselves that we're sharing, because we're not trying to just win the conversation, look good, or not be rejected. So all the people that are doing the work, showing up on these conscious connection calls, come the new year, the beta portion of the dating portion of the app will be launching. So everybody that you're dating, you know, is committed to doing the inner work and committed to healthy communication. And I'm looking forward to it really transforming the dating industry, because it'll make it safe, transparent, and you're there to meet a friend first before you're seeking from empty, oh my God, I just need to find the one. You're finding yourself.
All right, Amanda Pratt, this is entirely terrifying. Tell me about these calls. Who's on the calls? Can I see the people on the calls? We're all working. This is like group therapy?
Yes. So I have trained facilitators. I do group coaching as well. But these calls are led by my facilitators, and it's on Zoom, and you're broken up into breakout rooms with somebody who might be a total stranger the first time. But let me tell you, within 30 minutes of asking deep, meaningful questions, you will find an ally. You will realize, oh my God, they are me and I am them. We all have the same fears. And so the community, the conscious community, grows and grows, and they meet every single week, and I invite them to different retreats or what have you. But this is a beautiful way to practice authenticity, whether you meet your beloved in the Heartmates app or whether you meet them at the grocery store after you finish one of these conscious connection calls. It's about grounding in, opening your heart, being yourself, which is actually a scientific vibration to attract in a like vibration. Whoever you're being is who you'll attract.
Right.
And so it up-levels the quality of people that come into your life. If you have kids, it makes you even more present and a better listener. And I think it makes people, I think conscious, present people are sexy, because they don't need your approval to be enough. They don't need cuffing season in order to feel good enough inside. They're sourcing their sense of happiness from the inside out. And no one and no thing on the outside can take that away when you really do the inner work.
I get, you know, I've said this many times on this show, you don't get what you want, you get who you are. You know, how could you?
Oh, that's,
go,
yes.
You can use it. How could it be otherwise, right? How could it be otherwise? If you come into the game and say, I don't know, your score is 620, how can you attract and sustain a relationship with someone at 20,000 if you're only at 620?
No.
And I'm just making up crazy numbers. You know what I mean? You can only attract and sustain and do business with, for the most part, you know, whatever's in the mirror. So if you want better, you have to be better. I get that part.
You are amazing. I had the honor of speaking at the HeartMath annual conference before the pandemic, and I was speaking to all of the different scientists about coherence. And you can measure the level of vibration that someone is operating at, their level of appreciation, their level of compassion, tenderness, care. Bravery comes from an open heart, not a closed heart. And so you'll absolutely attract who you are. I'm so glad that you get that. And that's what I'm cultivating and helping people with as a founder of a dating app that actually cares. And I've got their back, and I do these live, I jump in and I answer their questions every single day. I really, I have this love for humanity to be ourselves, open our hearts, live unapologetically, and attract ideal partnerships. That it's not just one and one is two. We can be one and one is infinity when we're whole and we really awaken the best in our partners.
When did it become fashionable to love oneself?
You know, I think it was back, there was roommates, right? I just want to marry for church, state, money, kids, this kind of thing. And then we started to attract for love. We really wanted to marry someone that we loved, but so many of us were wounded that we would attract our shadow. We would attract our, like, you complete me, like Jerry Maguire, right? We were still looking from the outside in. I think the movement now is that we're moving from that soulmate into what I call heartmates, where we're really coming home to love ourselves, not just our great parts, but our wobbly parts, insecure parts, just as much, unconditionally love ourselves so that we can attract that heartmate match and really do good, not just for ourselves and the relationship, but do good for humanity.
Talk to the person who's saying, oh, I couldn't possibly, I've made so many mistakes, I've made such a mess of my life, or if you really knew what I was like inside, you would know why I can't love myself. What can you say to that?
And that is why I also love being a founder of this HeartMates app that cares, because I've had two divorces. I've had a 12-year custody battle. And my last relationship, let's say it was the first time I'd ever dealt with abuse, physical abuse in a relationship. And here I am, the intimacy expert, the fearless leader. So I'm also human. I'm also on the path of my own healing of my own traumas. It's time to stop all of the spiritual bypassing and pretend that there's these perfect gurus with perfect relationships. No, real relationships require real growth and commitment. And couples who grow together are couples who stay together. And so I'm here to be transparent and real, but also brave and courageous, that nobody is exempt from love. Everybody has the capacity to turn within and find that little you inside our heart who needs a hug, not a 2x4 over the head, and forgive self, come home to self, and be full from the inside out. Everybody has this capacity, and it's such an honor to walk with those brave souls that are here to do the work and reap the benefits. People fall in love in my programs and in HeartMates because the work works. We want to find someone that when things get tough, they lean in, sit in the fire, open their heart, and listen. And if we can't do that with ourselves, we'll never be able to do that in a partnership.
Right. What age groups are you appealing to?
You know, it's kind of curious. I thought it would be my age group. I'm 52. But no, I attract people in their 20s. I attract people in their 70s. I'd say the main group is 30s, 40s, and 50s. But there are very young, awake souls that don't want to make the mistakes that their parents did. And there are old souls, older in their body as well, who's like, you know what? I'm not going to give up on love. If I'm still here and I still have another breath, I'm going for it. I'm worth it. And so, yeah, I attract all sorts of people. The main thing in common is their hearts are good and their hearts are wounded and they're willing to walk with someone and receive support and know they're worthy of belonging and they're brave and willing to do the work. It's a beautiful global, mostly North America, but also some Australia and some UK community of people that's growing and growing all the time.
And what do you do if somebody doesn't find their heartmate?
Well, to me, finding ourselves is our heartmate. We've already won. When we've come home to self, there is this, the loneliness isn't there. You might be alone, but you're not lonely. The neediness isn't there because you're not seeking it outside anymore. You're giving it to yourself. There is an awakening of creativity and confidence and this sort of sassy, sexy, badass nature where you're just like, I'm just going to live fully. I don't care if they think I'm crazy. I'm just going to be me. So you found that first heartmate in yourself. Then it begins to ripple out with these circles, these concentric circles of friendships that deepen, or friendships that were only using you and you were giving away your time, your energy, your resources, your power just to get a hit of attention. That doesn't turn you on anymore. So you let go of those friendships and your whole entire life begins to deepen and enrich and you start making incredible relationships and allies. That's when you find the one. And everybody has their own season. People in relationships aren't better than people who are single. I really want people to get that. people who are married aren't better than people who are single, even though at the Thanksgiving dinner or holiday dinner, they're probably going to say, are you still single? I get that there's a lot of pressure out there, but I want you to know that you are whole, complete, amazing, worthy of belonging, whether you're in a relationship or not on the outside, because you can always be in a relationship with yourself, with God, with the divine, with the universe, with your body on the inside. You are never alone, and you are never forgotten. And so when you take on that point of view, you become more alluring and more inviting and more welcoming of fun. Dating starts to become more fun. You're not so attached to the results. And that's the best place and space to attract your heart mate when you're doing the inner work. I'm single, and I'm pretty happy. I have a fair amount of attention if I'd like a date, but I'm really proud of myself for creating this app for humanity, and I'm fulfilled. So I just want people, if you're single during, you don't need to do the cuffing thing this season. You can be absolutely fulfilled. And it does help, though, to have this community that you can meet every single week on the Conscious Connection calls, because society is going to tell you you're not enough if you're not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Alana Pratt, alanapratt.com, two L's in Alana, two T's in Pratt. Can you just speak to a moment for people who are in a relationship, maybe a committed relationship, and they're not happy?
Perfect. So my heartmate is committed to, as I said before, becoming the one, to find the one, to keep the one. So when people go from heartmates for singles and they meet the one, they transfer into the work of heartmates for couples, because I want them to be able to nourish that relationship and have those tough conversations and create those deep agreements and have that incredible intimacy. So if you are having issues in your relationship, Heartmates is also for you, because the curriculum for couples supports you in how to slow down, how to feel your feelings, how to be a better listener, how to give your partner the benefit of the doubt, how to resolve conflict, how to not make them the source of your happiness, nor them the source of blame if something's not working. It's really about taking ownership of our side of the street, giving them some space, and really being curious and seeking understanding rather than seeking to win or be right or blame or hide or give up. So I love working with couples in my coaching business, and I love supporting couples in Heartmates, because it really comes down to communication. Communication is the relationship, and if communication dies, so does the relationship.
Got it. All right, Miss Alana Pratt, anything else our listeners need to know?
Oh, just, I want everyone right now just to give yourself a hug. Right? Give yourself a hug. There's a little you inside your heart that I want you, big you, to tell, hey, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm sorry if I've been avoiding you or criticizing you. I've just been trying to create a life that works. And now I realize all you need is for me to be there for you. So it's like having your own back. So everyone just give themselves a hug right now and just know you are worthy of love. And it's my honor if I can be walking alongside you in Heartmates and bypass the cuffing season and come straight home and fall madly in love with yourself.
That's it. That's the key. Fall in love with you. And it's easier to love everybody else. Alana Pratt, alanapratt.com. Good luck to you using Heartmates. Let me know how things work out. Hey, the Shine On Winter Retreat is now live. You can register. Visit caseysplace.com. Oh, I'm making plans for that every day. But it's time for our thought for the day. Our thought for the day is from Anaïs Nin, a French-born Cuban essayist who summed things up beautifully when she wrote, "We do not see things as they are. We see things as we are." Shine on.